Russia has warned the U.S. against interfering in the standoff between Venezuela's government and the opposition. Russia's foreign ministry spokesman said that Moscow calls on Washington to stop threatening Caracas. Maria Zakharova said the U.S. has to end smothering Venezuela's economy, pushing it toward civil war in an open violation of international law. Zakharova's comments come as Washington has recognized opposition leader that is Juan Guaido as president of the Latin American country. This has led to a political crisis in the nation. Caracas blames Washington for all the mess, saying Guaido is the puppet of the United States. Joining us now out of San Juan is Elio Sazdi, political commentator, and also Isaac Biggio, a press TV, or political commentator that is out of London. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome both back to the program. We're going to start with you in London, Mr. Isaac Biggio. Your thoughts on the escalation of tensions we're seeing between Moscow and Washington?
Well, it is the first time that the United States is trying to invade a South American country, and also the first time that Russia comes to support a South American country. Russia doesn't want to have a new Syria in Latin America. And I think that for the moment, due to the Russian presence, we are not going to have a war in Venezuela. But the United States is trying to provoke an intervention and an armed uprising in Venezuela, organizing sabotage to the electrical service. I think that we are going to have an escalation of tensions, but for the moment, we are not going to have a war yet.
And now, Lajos, if I could swing over to you. We heard Washington just a couple days ago say that we're not going to allow Moscow to interfere in a nation in the Western Hemisphere, which is very ironic coming out of Washington, because it seems no hemisphere is off limits to the Americans.
Well, that is the problem that I believe that's my opinion, but I suspect that Moscow sees it that way, that the United States right now with this government of Donald Trump and with hawks, foreign policy hawks like John Bolton, Michael Pompeo, Steve Mnuchin, and Jared Kushner, they want to attain a global hegemony, a control or domination as much as they can of world affairs. And that will be of the whole world. And they are using now this combination of sanctions and threats to achieve their purposes. I believe that Russia realizes that has been the opinion of Patrushev, that's a senior member of the Kremlin, of the head of the Security Council of the Kremlin, the secretary, that the United States wants to control Venezuela's oil in order to impose its diktat on OPEC, Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. And Russia, we know, is an important exporter, producer of oil, not a member of OPEC, but it does collaborate with OPEC. So it really threatens also the role, the place of Russia in the world, in world oil markets, in addition of geopolitical interests and also in defense of international law. So I believe that Russia is well justified as a sovereign country to help, assist an ally that is Venezuela, and is not going to allow Venezuela to fall to U.S. pressures and intervention because of the reasons I mentioned. There is also China, we shall not forget. China also answered recently to Bolton's threats against Russia not for foreign forces to intervene in the Western Hemisphere. And China said, well, Latin America is not the backyard of anybody, and it's not the property of anybody, and China could have relations with whoever it wants. And that's referring to Venezuela.
Now, Isaac, Maria Zakharova, Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman, she said that the sanctions that the U.S. has imposed on the country and everything it's trying to do inside Venezuela is pushing the country to the brink of civil war. They tried to get the military to turn their back on Nicolas Maduro. It didn't work. They tried various methods to try to undermine his government and get him out of the way. It didn't work. They're basically running out of options. How far is the U.S. going to go to try to get what it wants in Venezuela? Will it try to push the country, like the Moscow was saying, to the brink of, or to literally civil war?
Well, I used to teach South American history, but it is the first time that I see that in South America we have this case. First, the great power, the United States, selects a parallel president out of the blue. Second, they tried to organize an invasion, but most of the South American countries didn't accept. Then they tried to do a military coup, a general strike. Nobody listened to them. Now, what they are trying to do is something terrible. It's sabotage to the electrical system. I have never seen any country which has so much light cuts like Venezuela. And it's on a regular base. The power station are put on fire, and they are trying to provoke sabotage of the electricity, the water, and at the same time, the United States have captured the Venezuelan oil company in the United States, which produce around $20,000 per year, and it also captured the gold of Venezuelan gold in the Bank of England. The United States is punished every bank that do any commercial transaction with Venezuela, every country that buy or sell to goods to Venezuela. So this is something that we didn't see never ever in the history of South America. They are trying to overthrow Maduro by any means, but I think that Trump is going to realize that his supporters doesn't have too much popular support in Venezuela, and that at some point Trump has to make a deal with Maduro. But in the meantime, Trump is trying to do whatever he can to overthrow Maduro. And I think that for the United States, it's not easy. They are trying to do the same as Panama 30 years ago.
Okay, Isaac, we don't have...
Panama was a small country. Venezuela is a completely different case.
We don't have a lot of time. Lajos, in less than 1 minute, give me your closing thoughts. Really quick, we're out of time.
Well, there is already, in my opinion, a low-intensity conflict provoked by the United States. I believe there was a cyber attack on March 7th, that big outage from the Guri hydroelectric power station. The following outages, I believe they have been provoked. President Maduro mentioned talk about the electromagnetic attack. That's a possibility, an EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack, to try to short circuit the electrical grid. And he also recently mentioned that the latest big outage from the Guri hydroelectric plant, there was a sniper bullet, or sniper bullets that were used. And there are sniper rifles that have a large caliber, around 50 caliber in terms of its caliber, and then a range of 2 kilometers. There is Russia has one that has 4 kilometer sniper range. If the Russians have it, the U.S. certainly has it. So probably there are special forces, U.S. Operating from Brazil, operating from Colombia, in the jungles of Venezuela. So we have to see what's going to happen next. But let's not forget, Putin was a spy master. He is into the things of intelligence. This is the kind of a scenario that he would like to deal with. Obviously, he doesn't want a war, but he is very apt to deal with these sort of things to protect and defend an ally like Venezuela.
Caballeros, gracias for joining us back on the program. I want to thank you both, Lajos Chazdi out of San Juan and Isaac Bijou there joining us out of London. And for our viewers there, thank you for joining us on this segment of Press TV's News Review. Bye-bye.